it's a great comeback for yourself after the injury problems you had.
It is now at the start of the year after the first McKenna Cup match when I hurt my knee. Now I didn't think we'd be sitting in an All-Ireland semi-final, and you know, after two or three different injuries along the way, like, it's just nice to be able to have a chance now to try and show hopefully what I can do.
In terms of the Ulster Championship, Dermy, obviously Tyrone beaten by Donegal and Ballybofey, did people write Tyrone off too early?
Look, it was our first championship day out, like, with a new team. I think we performed reasonably well. We probably just didn't take our scoring chances, and I suppose all the media was writing us down, but we thought we had a good performance. We just didn't convert it all on the scoreboard, but thankfully we've worked on that since, and we're getting across the line now in most games we play.
After that loss at Ballybofey, then Dermot was off to the likes of Offaly, to Roscommon, and then you played Kildare and Meath and so off Monaghan as well. You have beaten some good teams.
We have, like, and it doesn't matter when you go out, you're playing against 15 lads, and like, and they put it up against you, and like, all you can do is beat what's out there and try and get across the line, and thankfully that's what we've done, just get across the line. Like, there's a few hairy days out now, and a few times it was very close, but like, if you win by a point, isn't it great? Like, isn't it great as long as you win? As long as you keep winning, that's the main thing.
Big challenge ahead with Mayo. They've been scoring goals for fun, and a lot of questions will be asked of the defence.
Well, they've been very, very, very good up front, very strong. Like, and you tend to look at all the teams and say, right, he's the main forward, he's the main forward. But when you look at Mayo, they've got six forwards, and who do you pick out to mark? You have to mark the six of them. Which is going to be a big, big task for us, and we're going to have to get it right defensively. And Croke Park, lots of space. You know, we're just going to have it so, so tight at the back. We're going to have it so tight.
It's hard to believe, Dermot, that it's 10 years since that first All-Ireland title. You were part of the squad back then, and it's just amazing, isn't it?
It is, how the times flew by, and not only that, how things have changed since then. Like, I remember when we started, we used to train once a week for January, February, March. Now, like, it's maybe 3-4 times a week, and the dedication, the time you have to put into it, so much more. Like, the fitness levels, everybody's got so much higher, and the physique of people and all different players, you just have to put so much into it now compared to what you did. But like, the 10 years flew by, and everybody says that about your career, it flies by. You think when you're 18, it's going to last forever, like, but it's running out very quick.
You were the youngster in that team, and now you see these young lads coming through, the Roland O'Neills, the Matty Donnellys and people like that, now starting to establish themselves.
Aye, all them lads are doing powerful well. Like they've got the play with such great confidence, all of them, like, even whether it be club or county, they perform real well, and they've made themselves names of their own. Like, they're playing really well, and like, they're all on, and they deserve to be on because of the way they've been playing. Like, and they really, really pushed each other on in training, and really pushed for the positions. And fair play to them. Like, and long may it continue with them lads.
Apart from the training regime, Dermy, how has things changed? How's things evolved in this Tyrone camp since 2003?
Well, I suppose 2003, it was sort of a unique thing. Like, we hadn't been there as a long time, and it was nice to be. Like, this year, it sort of crept in very quietly, even around the county. Like, but 10 years ago, there was flags everywhere. Everything was such a buzz, but this year, it seems to be very quiet now. But maybe, you know, if we get over the next hurdle, it might liven up a wee bit.
People locally perhaps haven't bought into this All-Ireland semi-final yet. There's a low-key approach to it, isn't there?
It seems to be maybe that a lot of people think that we've went as far as we're going to get. You know, that seems to be the opinion of a lot of people. And maybe we've even went a bit further than they thought we would have got till. But for us, like I say, we're just out there and keep plugging away, and hopefully we pull across the line the next day.